Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. Spain supports the statement by the European Union and congratulates you on your election. We reiterate the support of our delegation. We reiterate our commitment to this convention as an instrument that makes it possible for experts in diplomatic, military and legal affairs to come together to promote international humanitarian law, reduce human suffering and more coherently apply the Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. We call on all countries that have not yet acceded to this instrument to do so as quickly as possible so that we can achieve universalization. My country has legally harmonized regulations on mines and all similar weapons, extending the scope of the prohibition to cluster munitions and other weapons, including the convention on certain conventional weapons, and providing the same legal treatment to all of them. In this way, we have synergies in the national approach and in assistance and cooperation. We need to consider whether it is possible to coordinate appropriately in the conventions on mines, explosive remnants of war, and other unacceptable weapons. President, I would like to commend the work of the GGE, which had meetings on lethal autonomous weapons systems and laid a solid foundation for future work. We support the validity of the guiding principles and their national application within the relevant regulations. We are now legally considering the weapons systems normatives to see whether amendment is required. We are for significant human control of these weapons and for a continued analysis of man-machine interaction in order to have the greatest possible respect of international humanitarian law. Chair, we're particularly concerned at the use of explosive weapons in densely populated areas. We note the Vienna meeting and reaffirm the goal of having the best possible protection for civilians. My delegation shares the serious concern at the humanitarian impact during armed conflict in populated areas. We support the Irish initiative and will participate in this in order to achieve a political declaration. We reiterate Spain's readiness to ensure that the convention is duly applied and our concern for the gender perspective and greater empowerment of women in humanitarian demining and weapons control internationally. Thank you.